I want to say thank everybody who tunes in to Talk to Him Khan podcast just to hear some of my latest updated podcasts. Stay tuned for more. There will be many, many more coming soon. Love you guys. Appreciate it. Bye. Going on, yo. It's Conway, aka Talk to Him Khan. You already know, man.
And this is Rich, aka I'm That Rich.
You already know, man. So look, we on this motherfucker. We're gonna be talking about same justice. So why the fuck can't black people get the same justice as white people? And sometimes I ain't even talking about the little petty shit. I'm talking about on a major scale. And first, I'm gonna get a fucking disclosure, man. Mm-hmm. We're not sitting here saying violence is the fucking key. We're not saying black people should be able to fucking go around and shoot police and none of this shit. So I don't want to hear none of that. But what I will want to start to say is this. A couple of events have happened recently, right? Rest in peace to 19-year-old Tyree Nichols, right?
Yes.
There in Memphis, being killed and all the other shit, right? By officers. But the twist was the black officers. And it's so crazy is I want to give that to, like, look how fast they brought out the identity of these officers, bro.
And how swiftly they took out justice and got them tried and arrested, tried, and sentenced within, like, what, 48 hours? That's crazy. But let it be the other officers of another skin tone come out. It takes forever. It takes a year. It takes months. We got to evaluate them. We got to suspend them. We got to put them on desk duty. It's always a whole hidden agenda with things and a whole lot of red tape when it comes to the equality of justice in America. What really grinds my gears is that with the Ty Nichols case, it was 5 black officers. And knowing the social climate of today, y'all pulled this young man out and proceeded to beat on him with malicious intent. You didn't ask for any identification. You didn't give him a reason why you pulled him over. It wasn't a criminal. It wasn't a pedo. It wasn't a rapist. It wasn't America's Most Wanted. It wasn't the top shotter of the criminal world that you finally found and beat up to get people even for justice for America. It was an innocent young black soul was lost for no apparent reason.
The shit is so fucked. That was because not only did they pulled the man over for shit, for nothing. They after pulling him over for nothing, he kept asking, "What did I do?" They kept saying, "Shut the fuck up, turn over." Kicking him. Yeah. One man said, "Tase him." A white boy even said, and that's, see, the justice, the same justice, like, this fucking, it was a white officer on the scene of the crime that didn't get reprimanded until people was like, hold up.
He was number 6.
I hear a white voice. You keep talking about these black, all these niggas don't sound, out of all these niggas, I know one of them do not sound Caucasian, right? And I'm not talking about when people say, you sound white, about smart. I'm talking about tone of voice. I'm talking about the twang in his words. That motherfucker said.
You can tell the difference.
He said, I hope they kick his ass. Like that's a white fucking voice. I was sitting there I hope they kick his ass. This is a white boy on his fucking joint. But until people got outraged with this shit, it was like, okay. It was another officer there, but he wasn't in like, he didn't do anything. But we like, shit, everybody should be charged. So while these other officers are locked up, he was able to walk around freely. And then he said, oh, we're going to suspend them and all this other fuck bullshit.
What's like, a suspension?
What's
a suspension when it comes to
a death, a murder?
A mother burying her child, her young child at that.
And then the shit is, yo, they went to that mother house, that boy mother house, and came up with a lie, bro. A whole fucking fabricated story. And didn't expect to be caught. You're on body cam.
On camera.
You're on street cam.
On body cam.
Yo, not only that, like, the shit was so disgraceful was they held that boy and spun him in a circle while his hands were cuffed and they was laying his ass up.
He had to get up and run for his life and scream out for help among the streets. Nobody would help him. And they chased him, maced him, tased him, and proceeded to beat on him some more.
It's like, damn, bro, like, we can't get no fucking... Like, even when we get pulled over by a black officer, we got to think that we're going to die today.
Yeah.
We got to think we're going to die today.
Most out of most, 9 times out of 10, they got their hand on their gun when they approach us. But what's crazy, let that be Connor actively shooting at your local library. They arrest him.
Take him to Burger King.
Do him no harm. Take him to go get something to eat. Might even take him to go and get a massage and get a haircut and take him go get some new shoes and everything. Make sure he gets some utensils and toiletries and shit because you know he might go to jail. He might not go to jail, but just in case, Tyler, we're going to run past and go get you some soaps and some deodorant and toothpaste. But we wish you all the best.
Yo, the shit
and take you to motherfucking Chick-fil-A.
But yeah, or he in the back seat talking about, baby, here I got Popeye. Yeah, man. He's like, oh, that's what you want? Don't worry about it. He probably been that bitch like, take it out of my tab. It's in my pocket. Just go get it from me. But it, like, all right, like, so the last big shit that happened here was the white boy. His name is, it happened in Lithicum, in Cockeysville. The police called to his home. I think his father called, and it was a number one male armed with a weapon with mental issues.
With mental issues.
Now, for the people who don't know about Baltimore County, right? When Baltimore County comes out, you get... So if Baltimore County pull you the fuck over, right? You get one police car, and then before you breathe, 5 of them niggas behind them. You know what I mean? You got a police at your window asking you for license registration.
For a minor traffic infraction.
You could be in that bitch by yourself. You got another one in the passenger, and 2 on each side of the passenger rear, and 1 at your trunk.
Because you failed to fully stop at a stop sign.
That wasn't there. You rolled and stopped. But
they're going to come out talking about, we got one.
We got one.
We got one.
He's brown. But the shit is so crazy as this, right? So, white boy, you know what? Since we're here, I'm going to look. Look his ass up, yo. Wait, with Cockeysville, we got some crazy ass names.
But side note, like 65% of Baltimore County has mental issues. That's just Maryland, period.
Yeah, because
we're here.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's that Mason-Dixon line shit, so it's like, we don't know if we a country or...
Oh,
Northerners,
shit.
So it's kind of mixed.
This nigga name is David Lithicum. What? And it happened in Lithicum.
In Lithicum.
It's what the fuck is going on. But, all right, so look, real serious note. So David Lithicum, 24 years old of Cockeysville, Maryland, was accused of shooting 2 officers in Baltimore County and was found and is in custody after a manhunt that stretch from Thursday into Friday. That's
got,
a lie.
He ain't got no bruises.
That motherfucker was...
He ain't got no black eye.
No. School was shut down
for 3 days.
He ain't
got no pink eye, nothing.
School was shut down for 3 days, right? And they keep saying Thursday to Friday. School was shut down for 3 days in Harford County. Well, Baltimore County, right? Now, this is what I'm saying.
He ain't got no busted lip, nothing. Not a scratch on him.
This is where I...
He ain't look like... What's her name? Sandra.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sandra Blaine.
He ain't look nothing like her.
He ain't look like Martin either when he got beat up by a hitman Hearn. Yo, like, but this is where it's fucked up, right? So they shut down schools, they shut down daycares, they shut down business because he was number one male, bearing a gun, and he is supposed to have mental issues, right?
Armed and dangerous.
Armed and dangerous, right? Now, this is where it's fucked up. Only two officers came. But if it was a number two male, which is black, for you ones who act like you retarded, a black male with a gun, with mental issues, the fucking whole SWAT that would have came, bro. The whole SWAT would have came. Not only would the whole SWAT come, after they came, you probably would have died that day, like right there at that moment. They would have shot your ass up, or if they didn't shoot you up, they'd have beat the shit out you. And they were like, hold on, he had a mental issue. They don't give a fuck about none of that. And this, like...
There are cases of that.
This, yo...
There are cases of that.
Yeah, but this
is... They had shown up mental issues and was just...
Like, look at the black
just lady. Having an outburst.
Look at the black lady that had the knife.
And they asked, and their family asked for caregivers to come out, to consultants to come out, and not the police.
No, the shit is so crazy, right? When you call the police and you have a mental person in the house, you ask for an emergency petition. Emergency petition is meaning that you're supposed to have an officer that comes out that actually know how to work with mental patients, right? These motherfuckers come out ready to smoke shit, bro.
Barney Fife motherfuckers.
they not.
I came for a disturbance.
Yeah.
Hand on weapon.
Shit be already drawn. Fuck. Hand on. That bitch drawn.
Put the light on it.
So,
like, yeah.
This is what I'm getting at with it, though. So after that, they went out there, right? The two officers went out there. He was able to shoot two, and you know what I mean? I don't promote violence on officers or no one for real, unless you deserve it. You know what I mean? And it's kind of hard to say a motherfucker deserve it in today's time because a lot of people just bitches. But
I plead the fifth.
But I'm not going to stand because I know some, you know what I'm saying, and I don't want them to die. But this is the thing, right?
All I'm saying is that it takes, what, 4 or 5 years for you to be a lawyer, and it takes you 24 months to be an officer?
Yeah, because you're not trying to place law. You only.
But how can you uphold something that you don't fully understand?
But they're not upholding the whole law. They just upholding the laws.
They just upholding
supposed to be police.
Orders.
Yeah, that's supposed to be police. Lawyers are set in place to get you off of the laws or get you less time. And if you get a public defender, your ass is done.
But my opinion is they're ill prepared.
At the end of the day, police should live in that city.
Yeah.
When you don't have police that don't live in that city, you don't have no one who gives a fuck. And that's what's going on in every country. Every state is niggas that live, like right now, an officer will come to your shit and don't know nothing about that neighborhood because that nigga live in Pennsylvania. He came here because of the money was going to be great.
Well, also, too, like, they don't see themselves as you and I. Like, they see themselves as a different species in a sense because they put on this uniform. They have blue lives.
But that's what I'm
saying. Blue lives matter. You are still a black or white or Latino. You're still in the human race, but they feel that they are a different race. They are blue.
Well, they're in a gang.
Yeah.
They're in a fucking gang.
Yeah, they're the biggest gang in America.
Like any gang, you're supposed to feel superior. Any fucking gang. But the thing is, like, you have some officers that's from the city who are officers that do nigga shit when they not in that uniform. And they know that they're just trying to fucking do a job,
all right,
which it is. So it's like,
I had a neighbor who was an officer. And he was cool as shit. Like he knocked on my door one time, and you know my rule at that time. Like I smoke, so yeah. You come to my house unannounced, I will answer with a blunt. Hey, what's up? How can I help you?
Yeah.
And it was yo. And I was like, oh, shit. He was like, no, you good? I'm like, all right, bet. Shit.
Yeah.
What's up? How can I help you? He like, yo, it's just a job. Yo, I don't. Like,
yeah, but that's a lot of niggas.
But there's a lot of other motherfuckers that feel like, nigga, I am the sheriff of Nottingham.
A lot of the ones that I've met recently that came to my fucking, because I only called them niggas. Because the last two times for car accidents, that was probably the first time and the last time I called them niggas. But I haven't, like, that's it. I had to call them when my mother passed, and I called them when my grandma passed. Nah. And that was all 20 years, 20 and 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying they all bad.
Well, yeah, but
the good ones need to
chastise
the bad ones.
You can't, because they get fired.
But shit, then again, it goes to the equality. Well, how come we get
somebody gotta do it?
Why, then how come we get lodged in with the all of y'all niggas is bad and you are just one of the good ones? You're one of the good ones. Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, that's
we all good.
But yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
you know what I mean?
Someone's
misunderstood and we products of our environment.
Yeah.
If you take a wild animal and put it into captivity, and we see it all the time in our zoos and our circuses and everything. Like, we fucking them animals up.
Oh.
They're gonna act out. They're gonna act weird. Put them into a fucking.
I'm happy you corrected me. Cause I was gonna say, fucking what? What are we doing?
I'm not saying we animals. I'm just saying as an example, of being a product of your environment, you get used to being in that destructive nature because you have no other choice, but because you've been in destructive, this is what you were born into.
Yeah.
This is all I fucking know. I went to the zoo. That's, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. DC Zoo
is the shit. I didn't even finish that shit.
Depressing as fuck.
But I didn't even finish the whole zoo.
It's depressing. Don't. It's depressing as fuck.
I'm going back.
Go ahead. And you gonna get depressed as shit. When you look at them animals, they look like they need like a pack of cigarettes.
I ain't gonna lie to you, yo.
They like they need a pack of cigarettes.
I used to be a gazelle back in my day.
Yeah, you was, yo.
I used to be a gazelle back in my day. But yo, the funny shit about that is, really don't fucking care about animals. But, so I don't give a fuck if that nigga look depressed or not. Like, I really don't give a
entertain
fuck.
Entertain me, bitch.
Yeah, it's like,
get up and do something.
If
you bored as fuck, boy.
Bitch, if I just drove 45 minutes with three fucking talkative kids in the back of this motherfucking whip, you better all that shit. Lion better roar, the little whales and shit and all that down there, them bitches better jump and do up. Think I was tapping on the glass like, yo, this fucking seal ain't doing shit. They was like, you gotta go around there.
Hey, yo, what's wrong with y'all pandas?
Yeah, fuck. I said, yo, I seen one
they
of the-
They don't break or something? What's happening?
I seen one of the fucking, the zookeepers. I said, yo, these, I ain't come out here for the seals not to be doing nothing. So she's like, oh, hold on. Like that bitch did something, fed him and shit. And I'm like, shoo, shoo, shoo. I'm like, yeah, that's a fuck. Yeah.
That's because you the man, yo. We always getting people to do shit.
Yes,
how do
sir.
You always get people to do shit?
I don't fuck it up.
Yo.
Thank God.
Can I tell one of your secrets?
Thank God for the game.
Can I tell one of your secrets?
What is it, yo?
So.
What is it, yo?
We ain't going to say names or nothing.
Right.
But he was dealing with this chick, right? And, you know, shorty was blessing him. And one day, I always was hanging around. It was just, it was always there. So one day, she like, hey, I got you something. She talking to me though. I'm like, you got me something? What the fuck? And she had it in the bag, and it was in a bag or a box or something. She like had a little gift wrap night thing. I'm like, what she give me? I felt like a little, baddie for real. Like, what you get me? So, I cracked it open, and I like wearing shirts. So it was a Che Guevara shirt. Oh, yeah, yeah. That joint was hard. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, that you feel? Yeah, I'm lit now. Yeah, that's what's up. I'm up. I'm like, yo, what you do? So she hooked me up. And well, I ain't got nothing to do with the y'all exchange.
It was crazy.
She hooked me up. Man,
people that's my good person, man.
Good person. Good person in my ass. This shit we used to do.
I am very well, like I'm down.
Nigga, I'm not gonna name places because then people might put one and one and two and two together.
Fuck all up.
We did some dirt.
But yeah, fuck that. Now back to the regular fucking broadcast. But it's just so crazy. Like, yo, like this white boy was able to go and fucking to jail without being scathed, me punching at an officer, not even hitting them.
Oh my.
They beating the shit out of me. If I say fuck you in his face, they say you touched me by just putting a finger in there. You know what I mean?
You reach for the gun.
Come on, bro.
They famous like, for saying like you reach for the gun. But it'll be one of them and an active shooter. And they get away unscathed. Just like you said, they get away unscathed. But let it be us and for a minor traffic infraction, or you just having a bad day and you seen a person of color ride past. What about that military personnel? He was riding from base.
Oh yeah, got
from base
and shit.
And got pepper. He's in uniform. He's like, what is the problem, dude? I'm just getting off of work. I work at the base down the road right there.
Get out, nigger. That's basically what it is.
And sprayed him. He wanted to do more, but he drove to some place that was lit.
And got locked up. Got locked
for
up.
For what?
And then the smack in the face, he sued. When he sued, he won. But they said, what you suing for? We not doing it. They only gave that man $4,000, bro. To be pepper sprayed, assaulted, and beat, bro.
It's.
And that's what I'm gonna say right now, yo, because the people gonna say, well, you know, white people get hit, but y'all don't get the same fucking justice. No, y'all don't get the same shit. And when I say justice, I'm talking about death. And that it seemed like when we get pulled over by the police, or police get called out, and
we feel
you ask questions. They afraid to be asked questions from us. But if I got my old pal next to me that's another complexion, and he's, oh, I got it, Conway.
Right.
I got it.
To them.
And you fucking peasant. You work for me.
I pay your salary with my taxes. They can talk to them crazy. Get out the car. Grab for the gun.
Facts.
Anything.
Facts.
Like, anything. Yeah. And like, and it's good, and they are good. They get arrested, and they get placed in the squad car.
Look at the gentle arm,
like State Farm, like Allstate.
Look at the white boy who was in South Carolina, and went into the church, killed the preacher, shot some churchgoers. You know what I'm saying? And they took that motherfucker to eat. Piggly Wiggly or some shit, bro. Like, they went and got him a meal.
He said, I'm feeling packaged. Can you fellas spend
before I go to jail, can you please put some trees in my... They probably got him high and everything.
Probably did. Did you want to pass the liquor store real quick?
Yeah.
Get you a shot?
It's like black people...
This is Jim Beam.
It's like being a black person, you don't get the same justice when it comes to the judicial system or the police when it's when you're the other race. Like, it gets played out at the wild because it's like, this shit blatantly keeps happening. And that's why I really want those motherfuckers in Memphis to be smoked, bruh. I don't care what nobody say, like, because you're black and you did this shit that we've been fucking fighting for the last 10 years that been going on super wild, and they know they've been able to get away with it because of their fucking race. Look at the police woman who pulled the black boy over, right? Mm-hmm. Pulled the black boy over and say she went for a taser. How the fuck you think you got your taser and you pull your gun?
I want the same speedy and swift movement as you do with any other police officer, like you did with those five black ones. And the disheartening thing is that two of them were from black Greek fraternities.
Right.
That were, their models are together and brotherness, and you do this to your brother.
I got something about that too, though. But that'll be another one. Like, I ain't gonna lie. You know, I'm gonna say this right now, right? But I'm gonna leave it for another fucking show. But what I'm gonna say right now, black people gonna be mad at me, and I don't really give a fuck. But I don't understand how blacks go to college, HBCUs, and pledge Greek fraternity, and the Greeks didn't fuck with black people.
The Greeks kind of think they're black. Some of them think they're black.
Yo, these fraternities, these Greek fraternities, bro. So what's different? So what about in the white colleges?
But I got.
They think they white too. They think they black too.
No, I'm talking about the Greeks.
They Greeks too.
Some of them think they black.
I worked with a Greek bitch and she was white and she hated niggas, bro.
Most of them do, but I'm saying some think they're black because like the genetics and
I understand that. They a lot of them don't fuck with us.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't fuck with us.
But I'm just saying.
We don't fuck with
why
us.
Why do we fucking pledge to this shit? Like, but
because we love to follow, we love to be accepted. We love to have a restricted access.
But you know what?
Since more so than everybody else. Because then when you're in fraternity, you kind of feel better than everybody else. We have that about us where we have to be better than the next
these
person.
These pink and green bitches, they better than life. What are they called?
The AKAs.
AKAs. I'm pink and green bitches. They think they better than life. The red bitches, the throw up the dynasty sign. They think they better than life. The doubters.
What's them Sigma guys?
The Sigmas and the Qs.
Qs and everything.
Them niggas is whores. I ain't talking about like whores and like fighting. Them niggas
is whores. It's just weird.
I think you just become a Q just to fuck, bro. Like,
I ain't gonna front though. I ain't gonna lie. Like, when you was going to college, I was thinking about going to college, and I wanted to be a Q. Q dog or Q man, Omega.
What the fuck I just said? Because you were.
How would you tell
that? Was back
that?
Then. That was back
how
then.
You tell
that's back
that?
Then. That was about almost 20 years ago. Niggas have changed. That was definitely over 20 years ago. That was definitely over 20 years.
I can't believe that. Man, it's 2023. I can't believe I've been on this earth that long. Damn, it doesn't even feel that long.
It's 2023.
This has been a long journey. It's been a short trip.
It was definitely over 20 years ago. It's 2023. Yeah. Fuck. But, fuck it then. We fuck it out here wildin'. Yeah. But real shit,
we want our equal share but, of the grace, or at least equal share of the brutality.
So what makes
to everybody else?
What makes the what they call PW colleges fraternities different from HBCU fraternities?
I mean, the funding. I mean, nothing really. But you don't.
I don't
see that many of them doing fraternities like that. It's normally like what they major in. Yeah. Like
they like if, the toga shit.
Yeah, like
they just like having toga parties.
Like if we're all teachers or we're all doctors, going to be doctors or something like that. They got some shit like that. I don't know for sure. I'm not like versed in Greek fraternities and
they
all
just
that
like
shit.
Toga parties.
Yeah,
they fucking love toga
parties.
But no, like
in beer pong.
Yeah, that's my shit.
I do
though.
The beer pong.
That's my shit.
Yeah.
But no, like real shit. Before we get back, I want to just say this one thing, right? And this is where they're gonna get mad at me. Like HBCU doing fraternities and shit like that. I just feel like we just living slavery all over again. And when I say that is because, like, when you think about it, right? They beat the fuck out you, right? They haze you. They beat the shit out you.
And they brand you.
Yeah, hold up. That's how I was getting there. They haze the shit out you, like the master used to do when you got out of line, right? To make you theirs. They brand you. They used to brand niggas with fucking iron, bruh.
Yeah.
Like they used to do black people as slaves and cattle, bruh. To say this my property. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't get it. Like, I really didn't. Like, I wanted to go to the parties, so we went to the parties, because the parties was lit in college. But the whole thing behind this shit, I ain't doing this shit because one, you not beating me with no paddle. I'ma fuck you up. I'ma fuck you. And at that time,
wow, that you had to
oh
say,
man, I probably wanna be doing this right
say,
now.
I like it. Give me some more, sir. Yeah, wow. Okay, you, give me some more, sir.
You know I wouldn't have been doing this shit right now because I probably still be doing jail time. I'd have smoked them niggas, bro. I'd have called you like, yo, I'm ready to come down the base. Like, for what? Like, I'm on a run. Yeah, man, I'm on a run. I just smoked the whole fucking fraternity, nigga.
Yeah.
But then
their parties were lit.
Their parties definitely lit. But then they make you lick your boots. They make niggas lick the boot.
Oh, yeah, and drink some nasty
and
drink,
yeah.
And
just like they did. Just like they did the slaves, bro. We got high blood pressure, high cholesterol, all that shit because they was giving us the slops and we still like that shit today. We still like seasoned food. Super seasoned food.
Honestly, I got a thing about HBCUs, but maybe that's for another
time. That's for another time because we ain't talking about this. I'm gonna definitely make this the fucking clip because I want people mad. But because I don't give a fuck. Yeah. But yeah, you know, like before we wrap this bitch up though, like why do you think, bro? Like, all right, so like it even go like that for the schools, bro. Like it seems like they only find fucked up analogies with black schools. But them same shits are happening in the county with these white schools. You know what I'm saying? Like right now, they saying that the 23 schools in the Baltimore City don't know math or having trouble with math.
They wasn't proficient in math.
Right. But Common Core math is stupid as shit.
But that sound kind of redundant.
That sound racist as shit.
How can 23 schools mixed, elementary, middle, and high schools, all have 0%
that is
proficient
in
math?
It's bullshit. I just that feel fuck Fox 45. Fuck that little white bitch that keep following Brandon Scott around, asking him all the questions, and he keep horning. Fuck the fuck Sinclair Media, because them bitches didn't try to hire me before they became racist. No, for real though, like
Brandon Scott is like the funniest man.
My nigga, yo. I ain't gonna lie, because He just said on the news, she was asking him questions, and he was like,
he turned around though,
but he was like, why the fuck she keep asking me questions? They was like, they was trying to tell him like, damn, they still got you on camera. And he was like, oh, and he turned around, went the other way. I'm like, yo, that's my nigga, bro. That's right. Leave him the fuck alone, bro. But no, it just seems like we don't get the same justice.
No.
We don't get
evenly yoked.
If
big time.
And we the ones that really have the mental issues. We the ones that really have the mental issues because we go through poverty regularly. We front like ain't shit wrong, bro. So good. Right?
We think it well.
And we go through, and then they want to know why our blood pressure up, why we having headaches every day, why our body breaking down. It's because, motherfucker, we black.
We shell shocked. We got PTSD. We got survivor's guilt.
And then don't be a person of color with children in the city. You definitely have PTSD.
Man, you know how hard it is to watch my boys walk out the door?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And fear for their life, like legit, like fear for their life. Like, I don't know. For myself, I don't know if this is going to be my last time walking through this fucking door.
Can I live to my last days? Getting last day. Yo, that song still rings in my head because, yo, like, back in the day when we was doing dumb shit, but it was always like, can I live to my last day? Like when God saved my time.
Yeah, but the biggest thing we had to really worry about back then was you might get poked up.
Yeah.
You might get banked.
Yeah.
Like that was the biggest thing. Like you was either going to get a one-on-one, this is going to shoot the ones, you might get poked up, or you might get banked. It might be a bunch of them, it might be like 10 of them, you might get banked. You feel me? But other than that...
And you like that part? Like, well, that's...
Getting shot, that was a rare thing. Because niggas didn't really want to shoot you. If you get shot, you might get hit. Most likely, you got shot with a .22 because that's right. All niggas had back then. Right. Was a .22.
And hopefully he grazed you and shit.
Right. And it don't travel.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, that was the biggest thing. Like, but now, like, yeah yo.
Like real... No, real shit. Like, it is...
And it's not even the niggas on the street that you worried about, that you jump into that, you scroll past their territory on some shit, and you ain't and you green and you don't know where you at. Ain't even on no shit like that. You gotta worry about the motherfucking police.
Right.
Just feeling like they feel and in your life because your life ain't worth shit. Because at the end of the day, I blame the police, but I'm gonna make black people mad with this one. I blame the police. But I blame us.
Yeah.
Because we make it seem like our lives don't mean shit to each other. The way we treat each other.
Fact.
The way we live amongst each other. The way we talk to each other.
Yeah.
Hell, the way we murder each other. Like, we don't give a fuck about
niggas
ourselves.
Niggas is dying down over a fucking half
so
earth.
Why should anybody else give a fuck about us if we show that we don't give a fuck about us?
Niggas
if we show solidarity like everybody else, you can't say nothing about no motherfucking G.
Yeah, but that's
because they have solidarity. We don't have none. We don't have none amongst our leaders.
I'm gonna block out the J joint because we just started getting popping. You know what I mean? We just started popping, nigga. You know what I mean?
But I don't mean like that. Yeah. I don't even want to get
like,
into
fuck that.
Nigga,
I ain't
lying.
I'm
not even getting into that. I'm just saying, like, they have solidarity.
No, you're right.
You can't just say something sideways out your lips because that's going to get handled.
Like gay
right
people.
On top.
Like gay people.
Like gay people. You can't say anything. You can't say, mispronounce somebody. We dare you. Mispronounce me.
Heterosexual men and black
you
women.
You all have everybody come down. Look at the baby.
Heterosexual men and black women are the most endangered species out this bitch, bro. But it's just so crazy because like you said, like I don't blame the police no more because at the end of the day, right? We give these niggas something to be employed for. right?
We give them that pass.
And then the fucked up thing about it is, I blame us as well because, like, we are the ones that live here. We are the ones that gotta go to work, fucking whatever you do.
Children go to school here.
You have
go to church here. We shop for groceries here.
You might sell drugs here.
Yeah. Yet.
To be real, like, you're right. I mean, you gotta fucking make money somewhere, and junkies need a fix. God damn it. You know what I'm saying? Shit. So the drug dealers are people too. But I'm just saying.
You gotta sell a little cot.
But I'm just saying, hey, well, yeah.
Supply and demand, hey.
Bitches, stop staying 40. But it's just the fact that I'm at a band.
I'm 39.
Yeah. but it's just the funny thing about this though, like we quick to blame everyone else, like the school system. Yeah. We blame the teachers. Motherfucker, no, it's your fault. Your fucking son is stupid. Your daughter dumb as shit because you dumb as shit.
Bring back Hooked on Phonics.
Yeah, yo, bring back families, bro.
Facts. Bring back people. Coming home after work and reading a book to that kid.
Right, yeah, bring you know what I mean? Because
teach him how to play chess.
Because we as a family, we as people, failed our people. We failed our younger generation because we stopped teaching. Our grandparents, our aunts, our great grandparents, our great aunts, they didn't stop teaching. They kept teaching. You know what I'm saying? They kept teaching. All the way to that fucking grave, they taught. It was up to us to fucking listen.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It was up to us to listen. Now, this is the thing. Our generation, I'm talking about me and yours, our generation still taught our kids, right?
Yeah, to an extent.
To an extent. But when it came to intelligence and all that shit, we instilled that in them because we like, yo, we know I wish I would have had this or did that. But then you have the I don't give a fuck no more attitude coming around because now everybody wants to be their child's friend, bro. Motherfuckers want to go to club. Like, I'm tired of seeing TikTok and it'd be like my mother, grandmother, and my mother and grandmother in here with me.
Stop twerking.
In the club.
Stop twerking on TikTok with your child in the background.
Yo, like, this shit.
I ain't gonna do nothing. I'm gonna call CPS.
Yo, this shit is like.
I'm gonna call CPS.
This shit ridiculous.
You know they ain't gonna do nothing.
Yeah, they ain't. This shit ridiculous. So it's like, yo, at the end of the day, right? We gotta fucking stop blaming everybody else for what's going on in the neighborhoods. Like, we killing grandmothers of the neighborhood who and used babies. To be like, yo, and I'ma call the police if y'all don't get off of my front.
And babies.
Yeah, and babies.
We used to have respect. Like, that's the thing. Like, the old school drug dealers, they used to take care of their neighborhood. I was just having this conversation with somebody. They used to take care of their neighborhood.
Yeah.
If it was people that was hungry, they fed them. If they ain't had no shoes, they gave them shoes.
And if
they
you was an clothes. Athlete, you didn't come outside. You played ball.
The kids, they made sure they had school clothes and books and everything. Thanksgiving, they had turkeys. Like, they helped out their community. They had respect for that for the moms.
Because today's drug deals are just so we
can't. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They used to take care of the community. Now
I don't expect them.
Yeah.
Because
they get high because on, when you, they when getting you, when, out on there, somebody
when
else
you,
is
when
supplies.
You when you gonna go get a 30 from a nigga and he linked already, you be like, shit, do I just take the nigga shit?
Yo, when I used to hit my mans up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he'd be like, yo, I'm asleep, I'm in the house. Man, you ain't no hustler, because when I was out there, boy, you called me with effort time. Call me at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm up. Let's go.
Here I come.
What you need? I'm on my way.
Hold up. Hold up.
I'll be right next to my girls. But where you going, Chef? I'll be back.
Get some lunch money. About to go get some lunch money.
Get this corn real quick. I'll be back. Lickety split. Before you even know it.
but you know what, though? I'm going to say that, though. I think that's when we going to start getting justice. back though.
Alright, when we
once,
start.
Once we start keeping accountable the black neighborhood, once we as blacks keep people accountable for what's going on out here, and they have, and you have to meet the maker of the black, like, that's when shit's gonna go back to being right again. And that's when they're gonna stop being like, oh, we can't do too much shit to them, because now they're sticking together. And I ain't gonna lie, I still feel, I ain't conspiracy theorist, and I hate that shit.
Don't go there, because then you're gonna get me started, because I was gonna get into that and no be like, yo, theorist. I mean,
I ain't gonna be no,
yeah, I mean,
but
because we had a community mediation to mediate in between us and the cops, but we'll say that for another time too, because
I'm gonna just say this, because we're gonna get out of fucking off. But that's the last thing I'm gonna say.
Yeah, I got room.
I'm gonna say this one last thing. Before the pandemic, black people were sticking together because we were tired of this shit. And somehow, some way, some whatever, whoever it came from, wherever it came from, I don't care.
I'm blaming TikTok for the COVID.
I don't care where it came from, but this fucking disease came out of nowhere. This sickness, this fucking shit came out of nowhere. At a midst of us being mad that they killed another black man, and we was sticking together, bro, protesting every fucking city, bro. Every city. And then they say, oh, we got to shut down because, 3 weeks. Like,
we some weak ass.
No, real shit.
Because I'm, all right.
No, real shit.
We pushing buttons.
No.
We some weak ass citizens.
Look.
We some weak ass citizens.
3 fucking weeks. And if you think I'm lying, just go look it up. 3 weeks later, COVID came after. Just see when COVID started and see what happened at that time. I'm not even going to say this shit, but we
that was
right
fucking
after, marching.
That was right after the riot.
Yeah, we was
that
marching.
That was right after the riot.
Marching in every fucking city, saying, fuck this, suck my dick, we not doing this no more.
I was mad because I couldn't get to work.
And then next thing you know, they said this. Oh, yeah, we got to close down everywhere.
Everything.
Nigga.
Stay in your house.
Stay in the house.
Don't come outside. You're going to get shot.
Damn.
Don't come outside at all. You're going to get shot.
And they was snatching niggas the fuck up,
they were serious. That was the second time the city got shut down.
Yeah.
First time. Remember that curfew? We had a curfew at the bomb and something.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy. Yo, police was out everywhere.
But that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to say that's where I'm going to keep it at. That'll be for another time. But you got any last words?
Hey, smoke weed every day.
My last words is, man, once we stick together, they'll understand that we mean business. Stop using our black for a fucking marketing scheme and really mean that shit, because at the end of the day, we are people. We're not just a fucking pawn on the board, and they can't do shit in this world without us.